104.7 Heart FM. Britney Spears and Toxic. 5:17 Tuesday, March 22nd. The Scott Snowfrills Afternoon Drive Show with Cody Chris and Lisa Wood's son. Is that what we're calling Drew now? Is that what you wanted?
That's what I wanted.
Okay.
Lisa Wood's
right, there
son,
you go.
Assistant captain of the Woodstock Navy Vets, Drew Woods. How you doing, Drew?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, we're happy to have you, man. How you feeling? You dislocated your shoulder a little while back. So when are you going to hit the ice again?
Hopefully in a couple of weeks here, but I'm definitely excited to get out and watch tonight.
So when you say a couple of weeks, so you want that long playoff run, right, to be able to get back on the ice?
I would expect nothing less.
So we got game one tonight. Anchortown is pumped. It's Woodstock versus New Hamburg. What do you think, Drew? Tee us up. What does your team need to do to win this series?
Well, I think obviously we know we're the better team when it comes down to us and New Hamburg. So it's going to be a matter of us coming out and playing like we're the better team.
Man, you know they might be listening to this interview. You might be giving some bulletin board material right there.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, so the Vets have now been able to get the first round bye because they came in number one in the regular season. Is that going to help or hurt the Navy Vets right now, right? You've had about a week and a half just to kind of practice.
Yeah, I think it's going to help us a lot. We got on the ice quite a bit. It gave us a nice 2 weeks to rest and figure out some of our injuries and figure out some of our other stuff. So I think we're going to hit the ground running tonight.
Drew, you guys got a dynamic offense, top offense in the league, led by Kyle Baker, the best player in the league this year. How does that catapult you guys in the playoffs? Because it's a different game in the playoffs, right? A little bit more tight checking, not as many calls from the refs, not as much power play time. How do you look to keep that offensive firepower moving when things kind of tighten up in the playoffs?
Well, like I said, we're going to have to play together, and I think we have four lines that are very capable of scoring, so we just have to be able to come over the bench one after the other and stay on the other team.
Assistant Captain Drew Woods for the Woodstock Navy Vets joining us in studio. And he's very confident, Chris. I asked him when he came in, listen, what team do you think you're going to have the hardest time with that's left? And he said, no, I think we've got them all covered. So, which I like it. I
love the confidence. What do you need, though, from the fans tonight? Because we're hoping to see Southwood packed. No restrictions. People have been locked up for 2 years. It's time to come out and support the Navy Vets.
Yeah, absolutely. Come out and get loud for the Vets tonight.
So I'm a little disappointed in Drew. Is the mullet gone? Or is it just, did you trim it?
No, it's I got to get it cleaned up here in the next couple of days.
Okay. All right, it's picture time.
You got a little bit of a head start here. Is this the playoff beard? You can't shave now.
Yeah, I don't grow facial hair very well, so I figured I'd get a jump start on everybody else.
All right, so game one is happening tonight, and game two is going to be Friday in New Hamburg. And, Drew, this could be a long series. We're talking until next Sunday if it goes to all seven games.
Yeah, it won't go seven games.
Oh,
I love it.
So you're saying New Hamburg in four, then?
Absolutely not.
All right, well, we are hoping to see everybody at the community complex. I know that all day my Facebook and news feed's been lighting up because we are Anchortown, Chris.
Yeah, we're Anchortown. We're ready. We're pumped. The family that won best seats in the house, they've been messaging us. They're so pumped. So yeah, I mean, to get that in the first playoff game in what, 2 years? Because you've been shut down for 2 years.
That's right.
Right? So this is pretty cool.
And the first time coming in number one in the regular season in 20 years. How did that feel to the team?
Yeah, awesome. Obviously, we were all quite excited about that, but we know we have bigger plans here, bigger stuff to accomplish than the regular season.
We're holding you to that, Drew. We're bringing you on, man. You're our Navy Vets guy, so you're coming in, and we're going to hold you to that. So you better come in with some good news in the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so, too.
And when the team wins the Schmalz Cup, which, yes, I'm going to go on a limb and say, they're going to sign the jersey that we have here in the lobby, Heart FM. We got some big names in that jersey now.
Yeah, it's funny, because the last time Drew came in, Ellis Shelton came in with a gold medal. Today, Garrett Riley came in with his silver medal,
that's
so
right.
Once again, your second fiddle. But you win that Schmalz Cup, that's going to catapult.
That's going to be big news.
Awesome. That sounds like a plan.
All right. Weather details coming up. We'll hear from Keith Urban and Pink, too, next.